Today, the Senate takes up a bill to expand the power of law enforcement to combat terrorism. The House approved the bill yesterday. Also today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear from Secretary of State Colin Powell on the campaign in Afghanistan. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware is the chairman of the committee. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Is the Senate likely to approve the anti-terrorism bill?
Yes, I think we will. There's been some significant changes made. There's been a compromise package over the last month, and the more controversial parts of unlimited detention and the like have been taken out of the bill, and I think it comports with American civil liberties, and I think it will pass overwhelmingly.
You've supported the Bush administration in its effort in Afghanistan so far, but you've also said that the more the air campaign goes on, the more likely the U.S. is to come under criticism in the Islamic world.
Well, yes, I'm just stating the obvious. I think the president has a very difficult decision. How long the air campaign goes on in order to make it more hospitable for American forces and British forces when they're put on the ground, versus the chance that the alliance, particularly those Muslim states that are helping us and going along with us, that they get such pressure put on them that it breaks down that alliance, if it did. And that would put incredible pressure on American forces on the ground then, because we may lose overflight rights and the like. So it's a very difficult decision, and I don't think we should be second-guessing it now, we meaning people in my position. And the president's going to have a lot of tough decisions like that coming up.
So you won't say how long the bombing campaign should continue? Should it be wrapped up by the start of Ramadan, for example?
Well, the answer is I think it should continue as long as it's needed in order to prepare the circumstances for American forces that eventually are going to be put on the ground to be able to do their job with the least loss. But that, again, that is a very difficult point to determine, and I'm not a military man, and I'm not qualified to make that judgment.
You've proposed that the U.S. lead an international relief effort for a post-Taliban Afghanistan.
That's correct.
Including a $1 billion U.S. Contribution. What's to be done with Afghanistan?
Well, a number of things that are to be done with it. The most important of which is, and we should only be a part of that, we should be the lead in it, we should organize a multinational effort in peace, as well as we have organized it in going to war here. And what should be done with that is put the new government, whatever that form that's going to take, in a position to be able to rebuild roads, dig wells, have an education system that's not made up of these madrasas that just spew hate toward America, and so on. And because this is a devastated country, I'm not talking about building a new modern society. I'm just talking about being able to put the new government in a position that they can function. They can function. And it's going to take an awful lot of money, because if we do not leave that area with, there's a possibility of an Afghan government succeeding, you're going to find that we will have not only not, quote, drained the swamp, as the phrase is being used, we may create a new swamp in Pakistan. If you think we have a problem now in Afghanistan, can you imagine Pakistan radicalized, 7 times the population and nuclear weapons? So we have to be in there along with the other nations, including Muslim nations, to help try to mold the aftermath of this military campaign.
You've had some harsh words about Saudi Arabia and its role in destabilizing the Middle East, as well as its financing of religious schools around the world that preach hatred.
That's exactly right. Now, look, for the longest time, and I'm not the only one, Senator John McCain, myself, people on both sides of the aisle, as we realize the extent to which the Saudis have funded the Taliban, have funded these madrasas and so on, we used to be able to turn a blind eye and say, look, we understand the pressure on them. They've got to yield to the radicals within their community, and we understand that for their own safety's sake. But I think we have to be a little more direct with the Saudis from this point on and say, look, this behavior cannot continue. It is not only against our interest, it ultimately is against your interest, and you can't play this double game. And I think it's time to begin to put pressure over time on them to A, stop that, and B, begin to move in the direction of solving their own domestic problems, which everyone must remember. Bin Laden is a product of his hatred for the Saudi Arabian government, not for the Palestinians, not for Israel, and not for us. And so they have to begin to attend to their problems other than attempting to export terror and extremism to other parts of the world and keep it away from them.
Senator, thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.